This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial on in here toll free and join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Chris.
And Daryl.
We've got lots of stuff to talk about, including some updates on a couple of stories that we've covered here on Free Talk Live. And one of them that I wanted to get to the other night, we never had a chance, was an update on the Amish farmer who we discussed a few weeks ago. There is a farmer who is named Samuel Girard, who was facing charges from basically the FDA having labeled products illegally. See, when you are manufacturing some sort of product and you believe that it does something, even if you firmly believe it with all of your, all of your might, if you will, the FDA requires a bunch of hoops that you have to jump through before you can make a claim like cures cancer. And so this guy had a salve, like a healing salve of some sort that he had been marketing for something like 2 decades. And they came after him for this and said, you need to stop saying that it cures cancer. So he stopped saying that. And then he put some other claim on there that, they didn't like. And I don't have all the history in front of me of exactly what it said. But ultimately, they were never satisfied with the way he was labeling the products. And they came after him, even though, he's just doing what he wants on his own property, with his own property. People are voluntarily buying these things from him and have been for 2 decades. Well, now a federal jury, has handed down guilty verdicts for Mr. Girard. This happened, I think it was a couple weeks ago now at this point. I just saw the news a couple days back, though. The government charged the Bath County man with conspiracy to impede an officer, obstruction of a proceeding before an agency. That's a charge, apparently. Obstruction of a proceeding before an agency.
Okay.
Failing to register with the FDA. 8 counts of causing misbranded drugs to be introduced into interstate commerce. Tampering with a witness, and failure to appear.
Hold on. So what was he selling again?
A salve, a chickweed salve.
And the federal government is classifying that as a drug because he made a claim.
Did he claim it was a drug?
I don't think he would have claimed it was a drug necessarily.
He did not claim it was a drug, but he claimed that it cured something, which under federal regulation then makes something a drug. So
yeah.
I'm holding a bottle of water
right
in my hand. If I say this cures dehydration,
that's illegal, sir.
I'm making a claim. Only drugs can cure things. So therefore, this bottle of water is a drug because I said it cures something.
Wow. Yeah, the regulations around medications and natural remedies are, very strict. So there are a lot of natural remedies out there that people really firmly believe in. Like, they have testimonials from individuals saying that X cured my Y. And, you can have a testimonial, I think, legally. And again, this isn't legal advice. This is just my understanding, having, known people in kind of the natural healing business, if you will, over the years, people who've run like health food stores or whatever, and they have to be very careful and very cautious, tiptoe around actually making any claims about what a product might do. Even though oranges may cure scurvy, you can't actually say that, or an FDA goon squad will come into your business. They actually have FDA cops who go in and raid like natural healing stores or whatever, if they find out that they're making claims about stuff.
You can say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. You just can't say why an apple a day keeps the doctor away and which specific doctor.
Are there labeling as far as like FDA approved? I mean, wouldn't that solve the problem?
But I'm not trying to understand the question.
There are FDA labeling requirements.
No. Like,
So on vitamins, for instance, they can say is known to have this benefit, and then at the bottom they have to say these claims have not been approved by the FDA. So if you make a claim, you either
that
have
gets
to
get you out of it. I'm surprised that that's that easy.
That there are ways that you word things to where some people have said,
right,
and then at the bottom, this has not been proven by the FDA. But if you say this cures this,
you got to have studies.
Then you can't say that's not been proven by the FDA because you're making a specific claim.
Right.
If you say my sister-in-law said that this helped with her ex. You know,
then
fill in the blank for X.
Then you might be in the clear if you have the disclaimer.
Yeah. See, it seems to me like there just should be a labeling or like a certification mark of some kind for FDA approved drugs.
The certification
and then
mark is you paid the FDA millions upon millions of dollars to wind up getting them to approve of whatever statement you're saying.
Which they're generally not. Going to do with natural products because the FDA typically only approves medications.
That are patentable.
Right. Basically, the allopathic medicine industry, the kind of the classic medication doctoring industry, has a lockdown on the FDA. So anybody that's manufacturing a product from a natural remedy sort of viewpoint, even if it's a very, very good product, even if it really does what they say it's going to do, even if they have studies to back it up, it's very difficult to get the FDA to either look at or approve. It's my understanding, and again, correct me if I'm wrong on this, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. It's very difficult to get the FDA to even if you have all of the evidence in your corner, to give the nod to those things because they're essentially owned by, there's regulatory capture is the term, where the business that is being regulated has captured the regulator with its own people, essentially. And so they want to keep the alternatives out.
They want a monopoly.
Well, or an oligopoly, I guess,
would be a better
term, because there are multiple companies.
Well, I mean, ideally, they want a monopoly, though, probably.
Well, the FDA wants a monopoly over controlling drugs, but there are multiple different companies that are approved by the FDA, so you can't call the companies a monopoly because there's a few of them.
Well, over a particular drug, you could.
Well, correct. That would be patenting, which is a kind of a different animal of control. So there's all kinds of control mechanisms in place in this business. And Samuel Girard is now guilty, according to this jury, on all 13 counts.
Wow.
As we mentioned here, the government said that Girard misbranded his chickweed healing salve. Two More Gone was the name of the brand. Products. The jury found that Girard also processed those products in an establishment that was not registered with the FDA, and that the labels that he used did not bear adequate directions for use. Girard made the products on his family farm in Bath County. This story out of Lexington, Kentucky. The FDA requires anyone who manufactures a defined drug to register their facility with them. The Girard farm is not registered. According to the indictment, the FDA says their officers were prevented from conducting an inspection at the farm. So again, the jury found him guilty. Sentencing is expected to happen in June 16th at 10 a.m. So I've actually marked my calendar to remind me to go and check this, because I can always pull, even if there's no news story about this, I can always pull up PACER, which is the federal government support system, and actually look and see what the sentencing was here for this guy. It's just a terrible story where when we had originally reported on this, there was a much longer piece, and they interviewed some neighbors. It's like people were shocked. They were shocked that people don't realize that the government's out there doing this stuff. They think, oh, this is my nice Amish farmer neighbor who's just been making this chickweed salve for 20 years, and then all of a sudden a goon squad comes in and raids his home, arrests this guy, and takes him to federal prison, or you know, some sort of jail where he's awaiting this trial. And people were shocked and surprised by this. They thought the government was out there to go after bad guys. They didn't see this guy, who's their neighbor, as a bad guy. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid Mill Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. And who is there somebody out there in the listening audience tonight who thinks this Amish farmer should go to prison?
Absolutely.
There's,
you don't think that.
I don't think that.
Are you saying there's absolutely
there's
someone
definitely
out,
somebody okay. out there?
Yeah, there's always going to be somebody that says, well, he broke the law. Doesn't
yeah.
matter what the law says, he broke it.
Well, that's probably what the jury was thinking because they found him guilty.
It was illegal for him to be named
right.
Ian Freeman because somebody wrote a law that says you can't be named Ian Freeman, so anybody named Ian Freeman is guilty of violating the law. It's that easy.
Well, I mean, hopefully there's no law like that, but yeah, these jurors,
but it doesn't matter.
That's their mindset.
Right, it doesn't matter how ridiculous the law is.
Right.
It's the law. It's the law. This is a nation of laws.
I love this.
Poorly written, randomly enforced.
I would love for them to point out the harm that was caused by this.
Well, they would claim that this, if I'm recalling correctly, the claim was if this was used wrong, it could cause some kind of rash or something like
He's
that.
He's a snake oil salesman.
So, I mean, in theory, someone could have, but yeah, I don't think this was based on actually complaints about the product. This was just, they'd gotten wind that he was making the product, and they went in and they wanted to inspect. He refused to allow them because, well, maybe he thought it was his property, and he could refuse
yeah.
to allow people onto his property, even government goons. We're talking about an Amish farmer who was found guilty on 13 counts, including conspiracy to impede an officer, obstruction of a proceeding before an agency, failing to register with the FDA, 8 counts of causing misbranded drugs to be introduced into interstate commerce, tampering with a witness, and failure to appear.
So I would like to know more about the tampering with the witness, and I'm
yeah.
guessing...
We don't have details.
I'm guessing that the impeding the agency, whatever, is...
That was not allowing them to serve.
You can't come here without
right.
a warrant.
Yeah.
Ah, you prohibited our investigation. That's a charge.
That's insane.
Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts, or we'll get to your calls here. Let's go to Patrick in Arizona. He's a police officer listening to K-Talks.
Yeah.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, I got a good story for you. You know, something there. We had a about 70, inner 70s lady get, I guess she got a flat on the side of the road, something, and we... just sort of blocking traffic, so we had to go out there. And instead of causing so much problems, my partner and I, she had a little dog in the car. My partner got a bottle of water, gave it to the dog. I went out there and helped her put her spare tire on for her and everything. We did get a little bit chewed out by our chief, but he after a while, he chuckled and, you know, smiled. But, you know, it kills me when I hear stories like what you're saying. That's just a waste of money on all that money that they spent for a juror for something that's homeopathic like that. I mean, some of that stuff's been around for 300-400 years or
right.
longer, you know? And I can't believe that they would do something like that, especially with homeopathic, because homeopathic, I mean... most of those ingredients are, like you guys say, right out of the ground that people have been using for centuries.
I don't know if this was homeopathic. I think that's a specific type of natural remedy. This was just more of a natural remedy.
Amish.
Yeah.
The guy's Amish. It's got to be homeopathic. You guys are more familiar with Amish people.
Homeopathic is a term that describes a solution that has a very, very small, like a micro amount of some sort of, no?
Homeopathic medicine is the practice of medicine that embraces a holistic, natural approach to treatment of the sick.
What the heck am I thinking of then? Because there's some sort of method that some kind of, medicine's not the right word, but product that has a very, very diluted amount of whatever the active ingredient is, and there's a name for that.
Yeah.
That I thought that was homeopathy. So anyway, we'll have to do a little bit more research because I don't know what it is that I'm thinking of.
It's a thing. I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep us posted on that because I'll tell you
yeah,
one
I will.
Thing. I mean, they gotta. You know, I'll tell you guys could do is if he does go to jail, put one of those pages.
He's in jail right now.
Well, make sure that he's got money on his books. I mean, you know, put one of those fund me pages together so that he's taken care of, because that's ridiculous. I mean, Amish people are some of the nicest, sweetest, simple, I don't mean that in a bad way, people in the world, but they're beautiful people down deep inside, and that's horrible.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I actually did just now find a detailed write-up here from Kentucky Free Press about the trial itself. So we can maybe we'll be able to dig in a little bit deeper here and take a look at, you know, what was the defense and so on and so forth.
And does Kentucky write a rebuttal to it saying, well, maybe you should be going after moonshiners?
I don't think they should go after moonshiners either. I mean, I think they should leave people alone.
I mean, if you're
alone.
Going after anybody, I agree with you there. I'm just kidding about that. But no, that really is something that really bothers me when I hear about the law, because there's so much bad that goes on that's part of the job of there. And FDA, by the way, guys, you'd be proud of me. I did write an FDA officer for parking in a red zone about a year and a half ago in a government vehicle. And he tried to flash his badge on me, and he ended up with, I think it was like a $250 fine. So, hey, you know, paybacks, you know, they get paid back every once in a while.
Patrick, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
So I think the term you were looking for is homeopathic dilution, which is where you do take a substance and then you dilute it with alcohol or distilled water to create some kind of a solution. But the homeopathy in and of itself would be anything that looks for natural cures and natural treatments.
According to WebMD.com, homeopathy is based on the idea that like cures like. That is, if a substance causes a symptom in a healthy person, giving the person a very small amount of the same substance may cure the illness. In theory, a homeopathic dose enhances the body's normal healing and self-regulatory processes. So, yes, it is what I was thinking of, the homeopathic solution or the homeopathic health practitioner uses pills or liquid mixtures containing only a little of an active ingredient for treatment of disease. These are known as highly diluted or potentiated substances. Now, the critics, and I'm not saying I believe in this. I was just trying to explain what I was thinking of, and this right. is what I was thinking of. The critics will say this is BS. I mean, the whole thing is BS. You know, this small amount is not going to do anything. It's a bunch of nonsense. So I don't take any side on it.
This is one particular
type of homeopathy. Gotcha.
Someone saying if you eat salad, then it will, you know, prevent you from getting this thing that comes from not eating vegetables. That's a type of homeopathy.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever you want. And I say, as far as remedies are concerned, buyer beware. We don't need the feds.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Tell them all.
Who is the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6% year over year. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. In fact, you could take cash out to consolidate debt. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Tell them all.
Who is the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
So if you've ever wanted to start up your own blog or website, but just haven't gotten around to it yet, well, good things come to those who wait. And when I say good things, I mean 50% off of web hosting from HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there. You get 50% off by going to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, and that gets you the discount on their excellent hosting. They are one of the top hosts, and they've got a 99.99% uptime rating, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, as well as a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress. Plus, they've got a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. So, because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you go to HostGator.com/FTL and get your 50% off. Daryl, I mean, I'm just not so sure that the definition of homeopathy that you were reading is exactly right.
Definition I read came from the Association of Homeopathy.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, these are generally considered to be scam artists. So I don't think that all natural remedies fall under that particular category. There's a story here from scienceblogs.com that gets into what is homeopathy. It's called Homeopathy is Not Herbal Medicine, And he goes into explaining this idea that somehow diluting the supposed cure makes it more potent. It says, where homeopathy is most controversial is the claim that a remedy becomes more potent as it is diluted. Even experts quoted cannot account for how this is scientifically possible, although some invoke a sort of quantum physics change in the structure of the water. Most erudite fellow bloggers have already commented more concisely on the implausibility of homeopathy. Even the British journal The Lancet, one of the most alternative medicine-friendly among high-impact conventional medical journals, published results last year of a meta-analysis demonstrating that homeopathy is no better than a placebo. It's just a very expensive placebo, it tends to be. He says, where I object further is where photographs of herbal medicines are placed within an article on homeopathy, as is done throughout the issue of Ode. Herbal medicine, he says, and the use of pure chemical constituents from plants still subscribe to dose-response pharmacology, that the biological response varies in direct proportion to the dose or concentration of the remedy. While some medicinal plants are used as a source for homeopathic treatments, the rationale for dosing in medicine versus homeopathy are diametrically opposed. Lumping together herbal medicine with homeopathy gives the former practice the same air of impossibility and detracts from the demonstrated benefits and future promise of using plants as a source of novel therapeutic molecules. So, in order for a natural remedy to be a homeopathic remedy, it would have to be this severely diluted dose thing that they're talking about here that the critics say is a bunch of bunk, that doesn't actually do anything, whereas if you want to take a natural remedy, there's usually some amount that you should be taking. The homeopaths would say, no, you don't need to take that amount. You just need to have this homeopathic remedy, which is basically a bunch of water with
or
a little tiny amount.
Or is that just what the anti-homeopaths want you to think the homeopaths are saying?
Well, that's my understanding of homeopathy, which is why when you questioned it, I was surprised, because I was pretty sure I knew what homeopathy was. And, that's what a homeopathic remedy is.
How does this differ from inoculations based on a similar principle, which is real?
Because, see, scientists agreed that the inoculation is good. And the scientists agree that something that isn't patentable, like, eat this plant, is not good because science.
Well, I mean, as the article here states, anecdotes abound. He says, show me the data. Until then, I find homeopathy difficult to swallow. So the toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Tom is in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Hey, yeah. And I was wondering, like you, where Darryl was getting his information. You're absolutely right. I had a homeopathic doctor, and I don't buy into it. I saw him for, and this was when I was much younger, for a couple of years. And so I'm quite familiar with what the whole idea behind it is. And I think, is it Chris who mentioned something? I only caught part of it. Did he draw a parallel between vaccinations and homeopathy?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's basically right. So, at the core of what they preach is at the core of what a person who would believe in vaccinations, a modern Western doctor, would believe. So for Western doctors to call homeopaths quacks is a bit like calling the kettle black. It's hypocritical, clearly. And I don't know a single Western doctor that wouldn't tell you that vaccines are good for you. Now, I don't think vaccines are good for you, and I don't think homeopathy works. I think both are probably a waste of time, although I would say that vaccination is probably a lot more dangerous than taking a homeopathic cure. They do use very small amounts. The remedies are horrible, by the way. I mean, you would think that they made them specifically just to, put that look on your face like you've got a rotten sour lemon in your mouth. Hmm. And they use various, mostly plant materials, I don't know if you've ever heard, I think they sell them commercially now, called Bach Flower Remedies.
I'm not familiar with
that. Doesn't ring a bell to anybody, but they would grind up flowers and, yeah, again, my doctor, he was professional. He was actually also a registered pharmacist as well. And he was very professional, and I liked him. I just didn't buy into homeopathy. But, you know, everyone's different. Maybe someone else had a good reaction to it. And
well, I mean,
the
placebo effect is a very powerful effect, right? I mean, if a man in a lab coat says, here, take this homeopathic remedy, it will cure your, you know, your disease or whatever, your symptoms, and then you take it and the symptoms clear up, then, homeopathic remedies must work. Well, no, yeah. What happened is likely a placebo worked because placebo effect is very profound.
I'm wondering if Patrick and Daryl are thinking about naturopaths. When they're talking about
that's the word naturopath.
Again, the definition that I read
was written by the homeopath,
the American Institute of Homeopathy.
Read it again.
Homeopathy is the practice of medicine that embraces a holistic, natural approach to the treatment of sickness.
Yeah, that doesn't. Okay, that's just their. That's how they're describing their approach. That doesn't mean that every natural remedy is homeopathy. That's just them saying our method is natural. Okay, so homeopathy would be under the natural medicine header, but it doesn't mean that taking echinacea pills is homeopathy. Homeopathy is always, I mean, Tom, you went to a doctor that was a homeopath, right?
Correct. Right.
He was always offering these diluted solutions. That's what they do, right?
Yes.
So does that make more sense?
Actually, I had a
it's, it's a natural remedy,
doctor,
so but not like other natural remedies.
Pardon?
I was telling Daryl, it's a natural remedy, so it's under that umbrella, but it's not like other natural remedies.
Oh, no. Like I said, they call them remedies. The remedies that they concoct are, I imagine what if you took an actual vaccination that a regular doctor would put in your arm and squirt it in your mouth would taste like. Like I said, they're absolutely horrible. They're made with alcohol and ground up bark and dirt and leaves and flowers and all kind of crazy stuff. And like I said, some people swear by it. I mean, there have been books written. You know, he was an intelligent guy. Like I said, he's a registered pharmacist. And, you know, I met other people who were patients of his who absolutely swore that they got excellent results.
Yep, I believe it. That's what people will do. Hey, thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Daryl will be telling us another terrible story out of Venezuela. It's actually been a few weeks since we've talked about Venezuela, so it'll be interesting to see what's going on there, what horrors those poor people are having to deal with now. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, you can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
SaveItPurse.com. I just went there today, put up an order that I'm looking to get a little sooner rather than later. So I put it in at 15% off, and I figure it'll probably be sold by the end of the show tonight, but we'll see. SaveItPurse.com is where you can go to save easily 15, 20, maybe even 25% or more on your purchases at Amazon. If you're buying things on Amazon, why wouldn't you want to save 20%? Well, you can do it at SaveItPurse.com. But the catch is you have to have Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency to use at SaveItPurse because they don't take dollars. You have to use cryptocurrency. That's how this works. It's amazing, and it's real. It sounds too good to be true. This is one of the few times when it really is as good as it sounds. SaveItPurse.com, SaveATPurse.com. And the toll-free number again here if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. You were mentioning, Daryl, and I don't know if you found it or not, but
I didn't find that specific
an amazing story thing. About a study on placebos that found
right.
that people believe that, or not that they believe, but that a red placebo in the shape of a Mike and Ike pill, like, candy or whatever,
right.
that sort of longish shaped pill, colored red, was the most effective placebo study.
And I found a different article, and they actually break it down a little bit more for different colored pills work better for different things. Blue pills act best as sedatives. Red and orange,
wow.
best as stimulants. Cheery yellows make the most effective antidepressants. Green reduces anxiety, and white soothes pain. Brighter colors and embossed brand names further strengthen these effects. A bright yellow pill with the name on its surface, for example, may have a stronger effect than a dull yellow pill without one.
Mm-hmm.
When researchers take, and this article from The Atlantic from 2014, when researchers take culture into account, things get complicated. For instance, the sedative power of blue pills does not work on Italian men. The scientists who discovered this anomaly think it's due to...
Because they're hot-blooded.
Gli Azzurri, which is the Blues, Italy's national soccer team, because they associate the color blue with the drama of a match.
Interesting.
It actually gets their adrenaline pumping. And yellow's connotation changes in Africa, where it's associated with better anti-malarial drugs, as eye whites can turn yellowish when a person is suffering from malaria. Interestingly, this is the opposite of the norm, just like the burned skin example. Drugs usually work better when their color matches the intended outcome, not the symptoms of the condition they're treating. Such cultural variances are one reason why a drug may appear totally different in separate countries.
Wow.
Interesting.
I also have a placebo-related story. This from listverse.com. 10 crazy facts about the placebo effect. The placebo effect is one of the strangest and least understood phenomena found in human physiology and psychology. Most of us know a thing or two about it, namely that we can essentially cure ourselves of maladies simply because we believe we are being cured of them. In other words, we trick ourselves back into health, proving that the brain is an extremely powerful entity. Although it makes sense in a strange way that we are capable of doing this, there are certain aspects of the placebo effect that even scientists and doctors have a nearly impossible time explaining. Here are 10 examples of the placebo effect manifesting itself in truly remarkable ways. Fact number 10 here. Placebo also occurs amongst dogs and other animals.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is a surprise for me because you would think that part of the placebo effect is communicating to someone that, hey, buddy, this'll help. And then you give them the, you know, whatever the treatment is, the sugar pill. But pharmaceutical companies employ the same double-blind procedures on dogs when testing canine medication as they do for human medications. They use two groups. In this particular study, all dogs with epilepsy, and give one group the medication and the other group a placebo. Turns out the placebo phenomenon transcends the human-dog continuum because the placebo group reacted extremely positively to the drugs. New studies observing Siberian hamsters reveal that most animals have something similar to the placebo effect that kicks into gear depending on surroundings and available body energy. When the hamsters are made to believe that it's winter time, their immune system goes into a more dormant state to preserve energy. This mechanism helps to explain why we can't simply will our way toward recovery, but need to take a pill. In essence, we need some sort of external influence to initiate the sequence of events that lead to the placebo effect. Ian's on the line. He is a doctor, he has told us, and in China. Ian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey there.
I'm not a doctor. Oh, I'm a registered nurse practitioner.
Okay, close enough.
Well, the difference is I need a doctor to sign off everything I do.
Right. You basically trained to do the things that doctors do. You just don't get paid as much because there's like this doctor oligopoly thing.
Well, this is China. Nobody gets paid as much.
Fair enough.
Anyway, over here at the number one hospital, most Chinese people go to the government hospitals as opposed to private practitioners, even though the government hospital is very expensive. It's interesting, if a child comes in sick and it's just a cold, you diagnose it's a cold, but mommy doesn't believe it, you know what you do? Give the kid an IV, saline solution. Mama says, oh, my baby's cured. The method of administration, in China anyway, is critical. And anything invasive, like an IV or a series of injections, is going to get immediate response. Pills, capsules. The big thing right now is effervescent drinks. You drop those pills, like fizzy tablet.
Yeah.
Drop it in the water, let it fizz, tell them to drink it, and halfway through the glass, mummy,
ta-da!
I'm cured.
So basically, so I can't even think of the name of it, but plop, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does this actually work against, like, visual, like, issues? Like,
visual issues? You mean, like, curing blindness?
You could say that. Something along those lines. Where, like, if I have some sort of, like, you know, some sort of physical, like, disease that, like, a rash or something, you know?
No, if you've got a physical disease, I'm going to treat that in the Western style. I'm going to address the symptom. I'm going to get the symptom under control. Then I'm going to dig around with a few tests and figure why that symptom is there. What is it telling me? And then I'll probably turn you over to one of the natural practitioners. Imagine this. In America, you would never find a 500-bed hospital with an entire floor devoted to Chinese medicine.
No, I would imagine you would not, no.
But here, the entire fifth floor is, they're the herbalists, the acupuncturists. They're the voodoo doctors of China.
And how do you feel about, you know, these alternative therapies?
Well, I was trained, I finished my training at UT, mm-hmm. University of Tibet. I feel like the Chinese medicine has a lot to offer. It, in many cases, it takes a long time to get a hold, and you've got to continue it as a maintenance forever. Western medicine, really good at patching you up in a hurry and getting you back on the road, but you relapse. A mixture of the two. If you come in with a broken bone, screw the Chinese medicine, we're going to send you to surgery, make it work.
Mm-hmm.
You come in with repetitive cold, you're always getting infections. I'm turning you over to the Chinese guys. I'm going to let them boil up some of this, I call it toilet bowl tea, and force you to drink it every day. Oh, you should see what they do. It looks like someone sold his grass clippings. And these guys say, tree bark from toilet wall. I will boil. Must be good for something. I'm always getting in trouble for criticizing my colleagues.
Good call tonight, Ian. Thanks for making it. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here. Interesting, all the placebo examples of how they're, you know, just, oh, yeah, your son's sick. We'll hook you up to an IV and give him saline. Not tell you.
Yeah.
You heard 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Some more facts about the placebo effect coming up here in moments. One of them is appropriate for the holiday that we're in right now. It's Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.